Greetings. Yesterday, I had an experience, and I'm going to attempt to describe it. It's a little vague, and what I suggest is you don't try and understand it. You just listen and feel and sense, and maybe you'll touch a place inside you that is similar. It has to do with time and space, that as studies are saying, and many mystics say, there is no time, there is no space. Now, as an intellectual idea, I get that. But of course, the intellect is not it. The intellect has to do with the division, the duality of past and future. So it might be an idea, but it doesn't really click or fit. Well, yesterday it clicked. It fitted. And this is what happened. I was staying in my delightful house, looking out of the window to this magnificent valley, and having a feeling I have several times a day of wonderment and gratefulness, of just being here, so close and part of magnificent nature. So I was looking out of the window and really appreciating it in awe. It's amazing that every day I get this feeling of awe and gratefulness. And suddenly there was a click. And I was out of where I was, standing back as a young boy. And I realized this young boy is me, looking into the future, which is the present to me, and seeing what's going to happen, and having the thoughts and the sensation that, how can this possibly be? How can this happen to me when I'm in this very ordinary working class situation with virtually no education? How could that possibly be for me? Just a wonderment of seeing and having this sensation of being a child looking into the future. And then click, it was gone. And I was back into what we call now. It was so real. And what I looked at was the theory that there is no time and there is no space. And other times I have that sensation as well. Sometimes when a few friends are here and they start talking about Europe or Africa or the Middle East or the Far East or America, often there's a little stillness happens for a moment, and flooding in comes a memory of my time of being there in incredible detail, which I don't think I could recall on my own if I wanted to think about it. It just comes. And as it's there, in one way, it's as though it's very real in that moment. Even although I can see I'm sitting in a table, at a table with friends in Australia, and still there's this feeling, and it's still happening. And then it clicks again, and it feels as though it never happened. Did that really happen? And was I really there, and did I really do that? So I've got this sense that the past and the present, and therefore the possibility of the future, is happening now. The past I'm delighted with. The present is wonderful. But I'm very intrigued about the future. I can't see a future. I can't see anything. I've got in my mind all the things that the psychics have told me and the extraterrestrials have told us about what's going to happen. And it does feel as though, yes, that could happen anytime soon. A major shift of something. Something that seems tragic for the moment to wake people up. Say, wake up. everything falls away, everything they've been leaning on, all their dreams, all their ideas, disappear in a moment, and in their reality of discomfort. And in that time, something can be shared with them. Yes, it seems as though that might happen, but I can't see it. I can't see anything. I just see now. But there's the intrigue of, if the past and the present are all one, so is the future. Can I see it? Can I connect with it? I'm presuming, if not, then it's not appropriate. Or, I'm not clever, intelligent, developed enough to see it. But my sense is it's not that. I do feel a bit of a dodo sometimes about obvious things, but I don't think it's that. I think it's just we're not ready yet. We've still got our old ideas in the way of seeing, and listen, what is happening now? What is happening now? I've just sent out a short article by Joseph Chilton Pierce, who's talking about the intelligence of the heart being restricted by, my words, the conditioning of the mind. And what I get often when I'm around people, first of all, I see their behavior and think, that's amazing. People still smoke, they still get drunk, they still are not present when they're talking. How amazing. But then through there, this incredible, unique being is there in every single person, in every single animal and insect and tree and bush and rock. There is a presence in all these, and it's absolutely delightful. It is there. We are all one. Like the Aborigines are really in touch with on one level. There is only one. And they talk about their ancestors. Many what we call primitive tribes call about their ancestors are still there. But you see, instead of calling them ancestors, let's just say our family, who are no longer in a body, is just there. It could be. Psychic readers bring in information that they couldn't possibly know. Maybe it's all here now. We've got all our old ideas in the way, so we're not seeing and feeling and sensing what's happening. So what I suggest is, of course we carry on the way we're carrying on, but just keep looking at the possibility that every single moment there's something else. And because, as has been shown to us by people who are very developed savants, it's not that they're more developed than we are, it's just a part of their brain that blocks their genius is not working. So their genius comes through. And so to look at this possibility that we are all that, one, magnificent. The kingdom of God really is inside and outside. When you see the inside as the outside and the outside as the inside. When thine eye be single, judge ye not. Just look as a little child. Sense, feel, especially with people. Just don't take the face value that's happening. Look inside. That beauty, that delight, that love, of which you are part, and that is part of you. And then if you can, extend it to the animals. Look at that dog. Look at that cat. Look at that cow. It's not what you've been told. There's something else there. And the insect and the tree. Just sometimes spend a little time being here now. And don't take it too seriously. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.